Update of the avalanche forecast for Friday, the 20th of February 2026. Fresh wind slabs are to be evaluated critically. Weak layers in the old snowpack can be released in isolated cases. All day it applies above the treeline considerable avalanche danger, so danger level 3, below low avalanche danger, so danger level 1. All day, above the treeline, we have a persistent weak layer problem, especially in the aspects west to north to east. Furthermore, all day, above the treeline, we have a wind slab problem. This in all aspects. Weak layers in the old snowpack can be released in isolated cases by individual winter sport participants, especially in little used terrain. Caution is to be exercised in particular on steep west, north and east facing slopes above the treeline. The avalanche prone locations are difficult to recognize. Mostly avalanches are medium sized. In addition, the wind slabs in gullies and bowls, and behind abrupt changes in the terrain are prone to triggering in some cases still. Such avalanche-prone locations are to be found on north, east and southeast-facing slopes above the treeline. Restraint is advisable. And now the snowpack. 10 to 20 centimeters of snow, and even more in some localities, has fallen since Thursday. In some regions, 10 to 20 centimeters of snow will fall until late morning. The wind will be strong to storm force in some localities. The sometimes storm force wind will transport the new snow. Sometimes avalanche-prone wind slabs will form. The snowpack will be in some cases prone to triggering. The new snow and wind slabs are lying on top of a weakly bonded old snowpack. This applies in particular on west, north and east facing slopes above the treeline. We have the following danger patterns: DP.1, deep persistent weak layer, DP.8, surface hoar blanketed with snow. The tendency for Saturday, the 21st of February 2026 indicates a steady avalanche danger. Have a nice day and don't forget to be careful.